You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We discussed the Birchas Eirusin, in between the Birchas Eirusin and the Birchas Nisuin, of course, we have the Mesiras HaTamas, the Maisa Kedushin, along with the Kriyas HaKsuva. So let's start with the Ksuva and we'll get back to the Tabas. Let's start with the Vilna Gaon, famous Vilna Gaon. It's from Kol Elio, Pearson of Dov Elias, Panina B'Shulchan Agro as well. And let's go back to the end of Parshas Chayisar, Perchof Ei Posik Vav. V'lebnei ha-pilakshim asher li-Avram, p'yashua, p'yash Rashi, ha-pilakshim choser ksiv. Dehainu, it's missing the yud. There's no yud inserted between the shin and the mem. Zot Rashi, why lefi shalo haise ele pilegesh achasi hagar hiketura? Anoshim k'suva pilakshim below k'suva. Zot Rashi, l'chayr, if the word, the kri, the way it's pronounced is pilakshim, that clearly highlights it's the plural conjugation, loshen rabim. So why is it lacking the appropriate yud between the shin and the mem to be madgish that atak is loshen rabim? Because it's derech remes to be marames, that really it's only a pilegesh achas. It was one, and that was hogar, that was keturah. Zot Rashi vayter, noshim v'ksuva, pilakshim v'lo ksuva. What in the world does he want? Sekilu derech agam, I want to teach you halacha. I want to teach you halacha that when you makanish a regular isha, it's with a ksuva. And when you makanish a pileg, it's just without a ksuva. What exactly does Rashi want? Not only that, hakati tzarch bir, frek de vilna go, madua nechtav mem besofo, achar shehu lashin yochid. If the whole idea is to tell me it's not a reference to pilakshim lashin rabin, but yet it's one pilegesh, and that is hugger, that is keturah, selamaisim, it's loshen yochin. Why is the mem there? We drop the yud to be maramis, it's only one. If the maisel, the kushta, the mosel, the fiemis, it's only one. So why in the mem? The yud in the mem should be dropped. It's libnei ha-pilegesh asher li-avrom. It only was one. Why does it say pilakshim? That's exactly his kasha. Right. If in the end of the day, what do I need to write pilakshim and leave out a yud? And not only that, lamaisim, it's incorrect. There is no limit to take out a pilakshim. If Lamaskona the Milsa, Chazal being Megala, he didn't have pilakshim, he only had one, then what's the mem doing here, Bechlal? Vopliyahi hemshech lashon Rashi. Rashi's here to go and teach us. By the way, Derech Agav, I want to give you a halacha legambe marriage. It doesn't find its place over here. Avatira Tzagra, P. Divriya Gamora, the famous Gamora Baba Kama, P. Tessim and Aleph. The Asa Lodom Lodom Mishnah Blok Sufa. It is forbidden to go ahead and stay living with one's wife without a ksuva. And I can tell you as a Rav that I've had cases, two cases over the years, within an hour before Shabbos. Hour before Shabbos. Now what happened? One time it was a Thursday night and I was at a chasana upstate and somebody from the shul came over to me at the chasana and said, you know, Rabbi, I was sitting in the audience and I was listening to ksuva and I figured, you know, after the chuppah, let me just go over to my wife and I realized, you know, let me ask, where's the ksuva? So I asked my wife, and she said, you know what, it's in the safe. But I didn't remember it's in the safe. I said, okay, if we call you tonight. I said, no problem. We got up from the chasna chves. It was already 12. I was from upstate, 12:30 at night. I said, go ahead and call me, not a problem. He says, Rabbi, we checked the safe. It's not there. And the kids are already out of the house. What are they going to do? It's 12:30 at night. We have to do a ksuva. Ksuva nirkisa. Ksuva that got lost. So we have to do. We call them over. Who am I going to call over? Who else do I know for sure is going to be up at 1 o'clock? A pediatrician like Dr. Lightman. As I called up Dr. Lightman, and we did a ksuva nirkisa. Made sure we had Adam. And we did a ksuva nirkisa. We made a l'chaim at 1 o'clock in the morning. We made sure otherwise they would have to bring over somebody else. So they would have to go to one of their children. 1 o'clock in the morning, Kalab lo ksuva, asur lebayla kenido state in, achazal, asur ladam le ladarim ishtob lo ksuva. So what happened? After we did that ksuva on a late Thursday night, it happened to me that the next day they said, you know what, let's tell our in-laws about the story. They tell their in-laws about the story, and their in-laws were into their 80s already. True story. I get a call about an hour before Shabbos, Rabbi Fine and so-and-so. I said, yes, how can I help? Well, a son-in-law told us about the ksuva. I asked my wife, where's the ksuva? She said, oh, I'm sure it's in my drawer. And we looked and it's not in the drawer. We have no idea where the ksuva is. Can you come home? I said, it's an hour before Shabbos, okay? So I made sure to come. My Shabbos clothes are ready. I was ready then. I said, early, how to take care of this. I had a call to Adam. We come to the house. True story. Lamaisa, 80-year-old plus man, says, hold on for a couple of minutes. I'm fine. I just need to go up to my room for something. He comes down the steps wearing his wedding tuxedo jacket. He's well into his 80s. His wife is laughing. He says, what are you doing? He says, I saved my jacket. Why'd you save the jacket? I wanted to show you. At 60 plus years later, it still fits. It still fits. He gave us all a nice laugh. I said, but Lamaisa's reason. It's reason. Before Shabbos, we said we did it before Shabbos. We had a l'chaim going to the Shabbos, took care of the ksuba nirkasa. Another case also where he did it, the mamash an hour before Shabbos.
Rabbi, finally just happened to have the ksuba nirkasa in the house.
So I keep copies in the house, Evaldo. I mean, you could go ahead and find it online and then print it out. I keep copies. I have first marriage, second marriage, ksuba nirkasas, you name it. I come with backups. I saved two or three chasanas already by keeping in my car. Saved the chasana at the Sands. A few months ago, I saved a chasano. The backup ksuva was even used. I had Baruch Hashem, extra ksuva in the car. I was once in Brooklyn for a second marriage, and the person performing it, I looked at the ksuva. I said, Yimah, look it over. And he messed up the date. I was mamashli kufa. So I said, but Mustama, you have, as Masana Kanish, Mustama, you have a backup ksuva? He says, no, I'm sorry, I don't have one. I said, Baruch Hashem, I have in my car. And it was in Brooklyn. I was parked 2-3 blocks away. Thank God. Otherwise, this, I don't know what we would have done. And a lot of people know the nusach of a ksuva by heart. And people know ksuva, it's in his pashut. And Baruch Hashem, I had in my car, and we took care of it. Always have to have things on stock. There's the story of Rav Kweisler, the story of Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov writing it about pen in the back of a napkin, Mechuli in the back of a piece of paper. So the Maisa, we have ksuva d'irkasas. So you can't live with your wife without a ksuva. These were big shilas after Hurricane Sandy. After Hurricane Sandy, a lot of people in the house, they didn't know where it was. So again, there were certain eitzes that you could do. There are ways that temporarily you could give a mashka and the value of the ksuva, something that has a chashim value, and the husband could give the wife the mashka and the collateral that's guaranteeing that I'm going to go ahead and give you a mashabi myself, derech this mashka, to the ksuva. Chuli, there are ways to do it. Akoponim tzorech bir. Ki ma Yosef ma'itin, alo ha'ishim amina lo. And the end of the day, what do you mean, asul adam lo d'mishtam lo ksuva? Why? What's the difference? In the end of the day, what do you really need the ksuva for? Alachayro, the isha is mamino lo. You're being makadish, turning you tell her, I'm going to be mashamid, I'm going to go and pay it up. Sevada, it's a star, and it delineates the shibudim. And but lamaisa, what really is the chashivas of the piece of paper? Ela nachya kodem, you know what? First, let's delve into the question that comes to my lama, kinua b'shem ksuva v'lo ksav karoi. What is it? It's a ksav? It's a piece of paper. It's a piece of paper that has writing. So it's a michtov. It's not a michtov, a letter, it's a ksav. It's a shtar that has ksav on it. In fact, I remember a maisa where, I'll tell you, but did he have a yofta? It was a maisa by me. I was learning in a certain kolel. I was very friendly with a chassidish posek. And this chassidish posek, who was an enikol and advertish of rabbis, he said to me once, he says, Rav Eisen, he used to call me Eisen. And he says, Eisen, he says, can I look at your ksuva? Want to look at your ksuva? I said, okay. I was closer to him. He says, he wants to look at the ksuva. He looks at the ksuva, says, you know, Baruch Hashem, it's a kosher ksuva. And he says, after I was smart, he says, well, maybe we can make a few changes. I said, okay, you want to make a few changes, this and that, I'll be Kabbalah, the different Yonam, I call him my Rebbe, Agon Ritzvi Berkowitz. I tell him, he says, look, Eitan, he says, you know, Ksuv is a star. All it is, it's a written document. Does it say the words? It says, okay, the Mekabbalah, I'll be Kabbalah, Heilig and Yonam. And the end of the day, does it say what the Ksuv needs to say? So that's it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You can write it out as Gedol Mavdon. Just write out a piece of paper, writing out the star, and you're getting it signed by two Adim Sherim, then a Shom Shamas Uchulai. So in the end of the day, it's a star. He says, but you know what? He says, I know you're going to be worried about it. And he says, go ask Moshe Shapiro. So I made a meeting one-on-one with Moshe Shapiro after a shir. Had somebody arrange it. I come with Moshe Shapiro and I tell him the maisa. I'll never forget this. I know exactly where this was, where the maisa took place. And this goes back a good 20 or so years. And he takes my hand and puts both his hands around my hands. And I started asking the shayla in Hebrew. He knew I spoke a fluent Hebrew. And he says, Eitan, don't touch it. I call him my Rebbe. He says, I knew that's what he was going to say. But Amaisa, you in here from my Shapiro. He says, don't touch it. Is it a ksuv of shayla? It's a ksuv of shayla. Don't touch it. That's it. So I tell the chassid. He says, look, okay, Ramash Shapiro. You understand Ramash Shapiro. Mm-hmm. And the Rebbe says, what's it? He says, I won't change anything, but let me just touch up a few of the letters. So, okay, so he touched up a few of the letters, whenever it was. And the other day, what happens? 1 year or so, we left in Eretz Yisrael, a big ksuvah. not on the wall, but we left in Eretz Yisrael one time. We came to Eretz Yisrael. We came the first night to our apartment in Eretz Yisrael, and the ksuva was always in one designated makom, and it was a huge ksuva in between a cardboard, and it said ksuva on it, and somehow somebody was cleaning up the apartment and threw it out. So the first night we got, and it was a several hundred dollar ksuva. It happens. So we went to the Rav. We went to the Rav that night, and we made sure to open up the well. We had a nurse with us, so we didn't have any shyness of Yichud. And then we run right out to the Rav and Shari Ches and Rav Rosenthal. And we went to the Ksuva. My wife was so happy, because now it's just a poshut piece of paper, but it says Yerushalayim on it. It says the Rav was marrying Elf and Yerushalayim Mer Kaddish. My wife says, this beats any Ksuva in the world. It was all Ashkocha, because now it says Ksuva Nirkasa Yerushalayim Mer Kaddish. We're going to have. Asalamaisa, but what is it? Why is it called a Ksuva? It should be just Iksav. Azok da ilagagra, elakiya, doin sota yidzayanam, an elephant is Dorish Rabbi Akiva. Ishvi, shizoku, shchina shui menayim, shashem yud, and hey, shorabain ishvi, isha. We know ish and ish is what? Ish and ish, with a yud and a hey. That's ish and isha. In fact, I wanted to suggest once, perhaps I mentioned it in Shiurim, we know that the Maral writes, become a duchti, ben is loshin binyan. Dainu, the ben is the binyan, the building block on the father. Evan Rashi says in Vayechi, Kimetargim, as the Targum says, Evan is the contraction of Avin Ben. Avus and Bonim, or Aben Necherei Masnechno. But in Evan, as you build, that's Avus and Bonim, that's Ben Loshem Binyan. What's Bas? Bas, the Maral writes, as does the Torah Tamima to send his bracha, Bas is Miloshem Bayis. What do we know about the Bayis? Who's called the Bayis? Akeris HaBayis, Iker Bayis is the woman. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Shabbos Kefir Chesim and Beis. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Miolam Lakarash, Diyashdi Yela Beisi. I always call the Maisha what? My Bayis. That's the Isha, she's the Bayis. So Lakarash, she's the Bas. And then she's called what? Nas, Kosomer Lebeis Yaakov, and Sagi Lemenei Yisrael. This week's parasha, beginning of Perak Yotes in Yisrael. And the end of the day, the Isha, who's the Bas, becomes the Bayis. So I didn't see this in any form. Lachayro Samai is the Bas, the Bias. Where do you get the Yud? What's the Yud over here? What's the Yud? Phineas 19. When is she the Bias? She's only transformed from the Bas to the Bias when she gets married. There's only a Musug of Aikar HaKeres HaBayis when she gets married. And then what? She gets married to an Ish. So what is the Isha? And the Isha, Kilu, is the Hemshech of the Ish. We know Kimi Ish Lukacha Zos. She's called the Isha, the Maral says, because they're really one, the same person, the Shnei Chatzim Lebeyachar. And that's why the Maral says, Ibarayim Bracious. Isha is Adahainu, she's taken from the Ish. She, in a sense, is the Hemshech of the Ish. She's not a separate Briya B'fnei Atzma. There was the Ish. And then she was taken. Whether it's the rib, whether it's the tail, different sheet, this is Chazal. But she's taken from the Ish. And that means, what's the Hemshech of the Ish? Gevaldik. The Bas, when she marries the Ish, she's the Hemshech of the Ish, the Phineas Taiti. What's the Hemshech of the Aleph? A Beis. What's the Hemshech of a Shin? A Sof. The Isha becomes the Bayis. She's a Bas. She marries the Ish. When an Isha marries an Ish, what is she? She becomes the Bayis. Why? Because she takes the Yud in between the Aleph and the Shin, brings the Yud inside her. Then she's the continuation of the Ish. The Hemshech of the Aleph is a Beis. The Hemshech of the Shin is a Sof. The Phineas Taiti. That's the Bayis. She is the Bayis because she's the Hemshech of the Ish. She's the Hemshech of the Aleph and Shin respectively. That's Bas. And that's Bayis. And now she takes the Yud in between the Aleph and Shin, brings it in between her Beis and Sof. And she becomes the Bayis. Only when she marries an Ish does she become the Bayis. Then she becomes the house, the Phineas Taiti. So, Ish v'ish zochu ashchina shu yibaneihem. Halo zochu continues Rabbi Akiva Tzolte in the middle of Yitzayin and Aleph. Eish ochlosin. Why? Lo zochu, that means they destroy the Shechina. They take the Shechina out of their midst. All that's left is Eish and Eish. They're just fire. Agav, we mentioned in the past of Shushan Pinkus. He was asked once by a younger man. He says, the younger man came over to him. He says, he dated his wife when they were getting engaged. He says, after he got married, his wife still wants to go out on a date. Says, Rebbe, could you believe it? It's Bittul Torah. I'm Bittul Torah. I have to go and learn. How could she want me to stay later? Says, I don't understand. He says, did you learn the Gemara Tzotah? He says, what do you mean? He says, Darash Rebbe, Kiva Yishvah, 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 Tell me that's Bittul Torah? You're telling the Shechina a date with the Shechina's Bittul Torah? Chalila v'chas. It's not a date. It's a date with the Shechina. Ish v'ish v'zoch v'shechina sh'v'inayim. I'm already after that date. It's a date with the Shechina. But we're still missing something. We just had last week's parsha, the end of Mishalach Perk Yitzayin. Ki yodo keis kom. Acham el Hashem amolik midor dor. Hadi keisei av Hashem is in sholem as long as amolik's in the world. The name of Hashem Yisbaruch is in sholem as long as amolik's in the world. Shem yud and hey, that's very good. Ish and Isha get married to one another. That's Ish merging and uniting with Ish. And you have the yud and the hey, you have the Shem Hashem. But that's not the complete Shem Hashem. When Amalek's in the world, it curtails the Shem Hashem from Yirke Vavke to Yirnei. So what's Mashlim, the Shechina, in the bias? Zog de Vilna Gaon. And the Avdarav, another Hasidic Sfarim also mentioned this. Amot, it's Miuchas to the Grots and Kol Aliyo, and now Peninim Shulchan Agro. Elaki Adua Shashem Yun and Hey, Shor Rabin Ishmisha, Ukadela Hashlim Shem Avaya, Karl Uksav Huksuva. Why did Chazal call it a Ksuva? It should be a Ksav. David Davka called it a Ksuva to do what? To add a Vav and a Hey to the Ksuva. Lefikach also Loder Biladeh. It's forbidden to live with your wife without a Ksuva. Why? Kadesha lo yipari, Shem Hashem. And you don't want to go in and separate the Shem Hashem. Ish v'isha. Ish supplies the yud. Isha supplies the hay. The ksuva ought to have been called a ksav. Why is it a ksuva? To add the vav and the hay. Mamela isha below ksuva. Asur labai lakanida. Asur lo demish below ksuva. Because you need the vav and the hay, the extra letters of vav and hay in the word ksuva, to be mashlim the yud and the hay and the ish and isha respectively to get you to the Shem Hashem. Mela. That works out when you're talking about a regular marriage. You can't live without a ksuva. Because without a ksuva, you only have half a shay. Shame of Hashem is not shalik. Achein b'pilegesh, shein lo ksuva, v'emes nefzah shay. What happens by a pilegesh? By a pilegesh, there is no ksuva, by a concubine. Again, without getting into the whole sugya, pilakshim, famous tshuva, the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chelik Beis, and the Zayin. Akoponim, pilegesh, there's no ksuva. So what happens? Nefzah shay. And when you are united with the Pilegesh, there's no ksuva, so you don't have oven hay. All you have is in a shanisha. Hainu Shapira Shrashi, ya Pilagshim Chosuksiv, Fishal Haisel, a Pilegesh Achas. So Rashi's telling us what Avram Levine only married Hagar, Vika Tura, was really only one Pilegesh. But in the Kasha, the Rashi, Lamalo Kasa Pilegesh, Rashi's bothered by the Vilna's Kasha. If a Taka Lamaisel, if Yemes is only one Pilegesh, why did it add the Mem? What's the lesson? Tirates, it must be for the Hemshech Rashi to tell you what. Pilakshim below ksuva, no shem ksuva. Pilakshim below ksuva. But achein nefer hashem. Since pilakshim don't have ksuva, and that's why the shame is separated. V'havi peleg shame. Pilakshim peleg shame. Chatzi shame. It's only half a name. As so, so it's not tamer lemos lano, and that's the remez. Dino, but the bnei apilakshim and shali afro. Hasok Rashi gevaldik. The gross saying, look at what Rashi was answering. Bnei apilakshim. Rashi says we have a masorah that he only married Hagar, who happens to be keturis. He only married one person, and it was here begetter pilagesh. I Rashi might not come in whether Avram had a ksuva or didn't have a ksuva. What do you have to teach me halacha? Nashu ksuva, lashu ksuva. Because Rashi was bothered. If Taken only is one, what's the Torah intense? What's the Torah's intent in teaching me? Why did add the mem? If it's only one pilag, just say libneya pilag. Yes, Hashem Avram. What's pilag shim? And you want to tell me a lesson of what? Leaving out the yud, it's peleg shame. Pilag shim without a yud is read as two distinct words. Peleg shame, chatzi shame. Why is it a chatzi shame? Because when he took Adar Keturah, this time around, it was only beginner Pilegesh, and he didn't write a ksuva. Since he didn't write a ksuva, there was only Pelech Shema. You didn't hay, because he didn't have the ksuva adding in the vav and the hay. You only had a chatzi shame, you didn't have the full name. Ad kan de Vilna Gaon Gishmak.
What does it mean when the ksuva adds those two letters, vav and hay? How is that? It's just
a star. Saying a chanami, but what's the vart? Kalabu ksuva solaba kanida. Only once this document seals the marriage. In the sense that it outlines the shibudim and it's machai of them. Kilo, it reinforces, it's a glue that keeps them together, and that's why they can't live without it. Why? To add the vav and the hay, just like the vav and the hay is reinforcing, it's not just yud and hay, it's yud kei vav kei. So to lechara, the shtar is reinforcing whatever the verbal agreements, the verbal shibudim, whatever we know anyway, midaraisim and rabbanim, the shibudim are there. And the other, even if you didn't have a ksuva, but the maisa we want the ksuva, to highlight that when you get married and you seal it, ayyadei the ksuva, which ought to have been labeled ksav, it's kilo, you're adding in, just like the yish and isha, now we're bringing yud and hay together. You're not just bringing yud and hay, when you finish off the process with the ksuva, You're adding it together, the vav and the hey as well. And mainly you have a ksuva. So, and what do we know? Before we get to the brachas, the sheva brachas, the zayin brachas, first we have, obviously, the kriyas ksuva. And before we have the kriyas ksuva, what do we have? We have the maisa kedusha, which is the most important part, centerpiece of the wedding. Why are we makarish in tamas? Where's the makor in chazal? They were makarish with the tamas. Does it say it anywhere in Shas? Nowhere in Shas. Bavli Yushami, is there a halacha that says you have to be makarish with the tamas? Anything else? Shavar Pruta. So again, kedushin of gimel ma'alv, can you chalip and can you tzudar? How we talk about anything, a pruta, as long as it's shavar pruta, you can use money. What's the first mission of kedushin? Isha negres abishalos drachem akonas atzim shtei drachem. Isha negres bekesef shtar rabia kesef b'shama kesef. And also again kedushin based on manal based on base kicha kicha shtei efrah. Doesn't have to be a tamas. In the chanami tesis a kedushin tesis manal. They'll say no go olam to be mekadesh with the tamas shein ba'evan and not with any stone. We don't want any stone. We don't want any engraving. We don't want any writing on it. And the post can all explain why. We want to guarantee that the woman's das is not on the stone. What happens if a man is makadish a woman with a stone? So you say, oh, it's a beautiful looking ring here. Yeah, but what if she thinks it's a diamond and all it is a cubic zirconia? And then they, what if it's a fake diamond? So she's having das to be makadish society. In fact, she thinks it's a very expensive diamond. And in the end, all it is a fake. Maybe it's a crystal, a Swarovski crystal, a Mela, to guarantee what do we want. We don't want any engraving. We don't want her das to be on the engraving. We don't want it to be in a diamond. We don't want it to be in any stone. We want it to be that we can guarantee everybody involved knows bevados and that her das is on the shavius of just the ring by itself. So Mela, man is makanish a woman and he uses the ring. Tosis kedusha tesamanel, but it's a ring without any evan. But Tosis isn't explaining why a ring. What's the reason for a ring? Why is one makanish with a tamas? And many different mafarshim. Avada a lot of drush svarim and yanin yisuin. I'm just going to give you three mahalchim for tonight, because that's not really what we want to focus on. We want to focus on the Nusra of the Brachas. And one obvious reason is, what's the symbol of a tamas? Tamas is connect. It's all about a connection, to become one. It's not two distinct things. It's a circle. It's uniting. It's the Chibur of Inish and Isha. It's uniting them together as one. Mela, it's becoming one. It's merging as one. What better representative of that than a round ring, a circle, that shows that we're connecting as one. In addition, writes the Ben Yoyada, Rabbi Yosef Chaim writes in Sukkah, Chavtes Men Aleph, Api the Arizal, and the Ari HaKodesh writes, and Shara Kavonis, that when a man is Mekadesh, when the Erisin takes place, the man gives an Or Makif. In the world of Kabbalah, there's some mystical light that he now envelops, that he now surrounds her in. And when he consummates the marriage, and he finishes the Kedusha with the Maisa Nisuin, and that's when he brings the Or HaPnimi. There's an Or just like it brings down the Shekhinah. B'shas the Erisin writes, the Rizal, they unite, there's an Or Makif. B'shas the Nisuin, there's an Or HaPnimi. Writes the Ben Yoyada, I'll be the Rizal. Now I know why you give a ring. A ring is what? Or Makif. It's nothing in the middle. It's only that which goes around. A man is saying, B'shas Kedushin, Harei Makadesh Zli B'tabas Zu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. And this Tamas, I'm giving you now an Or Makif. That's Kilo surrounding us. And that's the time, Lafi the Ben Yoyada. Adds the Sefer Imrei Yesh. Beautiful Hesper. What do we know about a ring? It's in a circle. What do we know about a circle? There's no one in front and there's no one in back. There's no one on top. There's no one behind. There's no one who's Berishon, the one who's Begeder the Rosh, and one who's the Zonav. It's what? It's a partnership. It's a Shufus. A marriage is, we're together in this. Mamela, it's a ring. Zonk the Sefer Imrei Yesh. To tell you, no Rosh and no Zonav, it's a Gula. To tell you that it's got to be a nivus. Everyone's got to treat the other akilu, and that were partners, were shutfim, and that's the idea of connection of a nivus. As a shtickle smach to the Sefer Imrei Yesh, order that came to me tonight, we mentioned in the past, we know that the number one bracha given to every chosen kala is they should build, he wrote, they should build a bais nema b'yisrael. Where does that come from? Where does it come from? Build a bias that's Mali Bracha, Simcha, Avo, Yedidus. Why is it to build a bias Nemo Meyesol? So the Chayrat's Pashut, where does it come from? And I saw afterwards all this farm note this as well. The Chayrat's Pashut, the Yenna Parshas Valoscha, Bemibar Yud Beis, What does Eibishter tell Aaron and Miriam? Lochin avdi Moshe, the whole basi, and Ne'eman who? And what do we read in the Shabbos Shmon Esrei? Eved Ne'eman Karasi Lo. He's an Eved Ne'eman Karasi Lo, based on the Pasuk in Bala Yisrael. The whole basi, Ne'eman who? He's an Eved Ne'eman, the whole basi. In my bias, he is an Ish Ne'eman. So the Chara, we say, what? You should be Zochin of all the bias Ne'eman. Because in Hashem's bias, Moshe was an Eved Ne'eman. You should have the relationship like Hashem and Moshe Beinu. What's that relationship all about? What does it mean? What does it mean, Ne'eman? What does it mean, trusted? What is an Eved Ne'eman, a trusted servant? Famous Nitziv and Hemek Davar, what's Bechol Beis Ne'eman, who writes enough totally to you to believe? Who Yodea, B'Shem HaMafurish, Shebo Nivru Shemayim V'aretz, Moshe Beinu, Anu, the Shem HaMafurish, we know Halargeni Atomer, how did he kill the Mitzvah? The Shem HaMafurish. He knew the Shem HaFurish, that's Shemayim and Arts was created with. He knew all the Shemus. In the end, he knew the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramchal outlines in Derech Hashem are buttons hidden into the Bria that they represent automatic triggers to Mamish create. Brochus and Hayim and Aleph. Ay, Betzalel. Shema Betzal Kelayisa. Betzalel Yodei Hay Betzalel Letzarit Ben Asosio. Shemhen Nibru Shemayim and Arts. And Moshe Beinu understood that. And that he, Betzalel also had that Chachma. Ach bemunas levavo ina osim uma. Moshe Beinu would never, even though he knew the Shema Furish, he would never stop using it. Even though he can manipulate nature at will, he knew the Shema Furish and he knew all the Shemas, he would never do it. Velo shayich lomar ne'eman el amisha yish biyodo lasos veina osa. What does it mean, ne'eman, a trusted servant? He has the ability to do whatever he wants, neged the rots and abore, but he never does anything without asking permission first. Now, when he killed the Mitzri, Avada, Semi the Shach writes in Yerodeya and Simon Kufay and Tess, for a mitzvah rabbah to save somebody's life, it's obvious Moshe Rabbeinu understood that to save the Ish Ivri, who was being struck, who was being smacked, killed, getting killed, Ayadei the Ish Mitzri, Avada, he knew, he could go ahead, Hargo B'Shem HaMafurish, at a mitzvah rabbah, Biko Nefashis, Avada, then he could do it. But otherwise, Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have done whatever he wanted with the Shem HaMafurish. He could have done Makis on his own. He could have done all the makas single-handedly. What's an Eved Ne'eman? An Eved Ne'eman is, you give the Eved the keys to the safe, and you give him the keys to the safe, and you know you could trust him. He's never going to go into the safe unless you give him the green light to go into the safe. Hashem gave Moshe the ability to manipulate nature at will, giving him the Shema Mefurish and Be'etzem, all the Shema Sekadosh, and Moshe would never use them without explicit permission. That's B'chol Beisi Ne'eman. I give him all the power in the world, but he's so trusted and beloved unto me, there's such a trust-filled relationship that I know I can give him the powers to control the world and do whatever he wants, and he'll never do anything without asking me permission first. That's Ne'eman. What's a marriage? It's got to be built on trust. It's got to be a mutual trust, understanding, to trust one another. So now it's very geschmack. The bruch is what? Based on Mechol, based on Ne'eman, Yishevel, based on Ne'eman, Yisrael. A bias that's replete with Ne'emanus, with the Yedidus Ne'emana, that's built on trust. A marriage, we know that's Yisod, Shev, Yisodus, has got to be built on trust. So now the Imre has just told us, why is a man, Mekani Shanisha, and he starts the building of the bias using a tabas, Zok the Imre Yesh, because it's got to be a shutfus, it's got to be a partnership, where there's no, in a ring, in a circle, there's no one starting point, one ending point. No one's the head and no one's the tail. It's Mavasha to teach Amida Avanivus. How do you have a successful marriage? You got to both be an anav. You got to make sacrifices. The famous Maral, it's called a Krisas Bris. Eishas Brisachas. Anachin Chabes. Eishas Koreses Bris. And the Misha also, okay, what's Krisas Bris? You got to cut off a piece of yourself. You have to make sacrifices. You have to be Mavater. And to allow the partnership to work. Sizok the Yimreish. That's why you Makadish with the rings. It's very Geshmak. And where is the Makar of Bayas and from Mechol Beis Ne'eman. In the context of what? What do we read about this? Madula Yerushim Vadavar Ba'avdi B'Moshe Avdi Eved Ne'eman Krosi Lo. But what do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu Mamish in Parshas Bala Yischa. What Midah do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu? That the Moshe Rabbeinu was Ha'ish Moshe Anuf Me'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Pnei Adama. After we learn the lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Anuf that ever lived, then comes what? The greatest Anuf that ever lived is B'chol Beisi Ne'eman who? Asel L'chayra, the what? It only piggybacks on the fact that he's the greatest Anuf. He says, but he has all the power in the world. The one who has all the power never uses it. He says, I can't use it. I'm an Evan. I'm Meshabein and Machni myself. The Gavit and Eivishter. Sefini is tight. He's very good according to the Yesh. He's Bechol Beisin Emunah. When is that said? After the Ribbono Shel Olam just called him the greatest honor in the history of the world, together with his Hanivus, he is the Evan Emunah to me. And we give a bracha that you should build a Beisin Emunah. When do we give the bracha build a Beisin Emunah? After they were just Mekadesh. Should build a Beisin Emunah. But he's Mekadesh with the Tabas. You can only have a Beisin Emunah. If you each are going to display the meat of Hanivus. Amela, the man is Mekadesh the Isha with a ring. We're going to say no one's on top, no one's on bottom, no one's in front, no one's saying everyone we're equal. It's a shuvus, it's a partnership. May this Mekadesh with the Tamas, the Fianius Naiti. And now, like the Emre Yeshu, we're Mamrames to the meat of Hanibus. And now and only now can you build a Bais Nemon. Moshe is called the Neva Nemon, the whole Basi Nemon, only after you teach me about the meat of Hanibus Esher. So, the man takes the ring. And he puts the ring on the second finger. Why does he put the ring on the second finger? So let's chazer to Malchum that we said in the past. And I'd like, with your permission, to present another horror that came to me, Mamash, tonight. And that perhaps is an emistic horror. Let's first start with the Sefer Akushis. Lecha min ha-kamayim. We don't know who the author is, but we know it's one of the Kamayim. Sefer Akushis writes, let's turn to Tehillim, Kapitul Yates. And what do we read in Kapitul Yates? And we read, Torah Hashem Tamim, Mamashiv is Navish. Eidos Hashem Nemonet, Bikuri Hashem, Yishem Samech Aleif. And when you take the five words of those psukim and Perek Yates, a second finger is always corresponding to what? That's the Shem Hashem. Eidos Hashem Nemonet, Machim is Pesach, Bikuri Hashem, Yishem Samech Aleif. Atoros Hashem Tamim, Mashiv is Nefesh. Aye, what are you, Makadesh? And with the Yud Kevok, with the Shem Hashem, Azog the Sefer Kushis. Now let's stolt to the grow. And it's very good. It's a very nice Shem Hashem. And we want the finger Shem Hashem. But it's more than we want the finger Shem Hashem. Because according to the grow, the whole thing that you're doing is what? Is you being mitzvah of you. Go for creating the Shem Hashem. And right after you Makadesh, and now what are you doing? You Makadesh and the singer Shem Hashem. Now you have the Ksuva. And now you read the Ksuva. Because that is the Tzirah of the Shem Hashem. It's the Shechina Shuri Manayim. That's exactly what you're doing right now. That's one mahalach. Connecting the Shem Hashem. Mahalach number two. We mentioned many times the Bnei Yisrael Schor Rosh Chodesh Adar and the Meimorim and others far mentioned this as well. Chava messed up on the Marishan. We have to call a spade a spade. They she got and kicked out of Gan Eden. How did they get kicked out of Gan Eden? Because they were poking, they defiled and stained four out of the five senses. And they saw the fruit. They touched the fruit. They tasted the fruit. Chava listens to the Nachash. Adam listens to Chava. And they messed up four of the five senses. The only sense that they didn't mess up was the Chush Areach. Sense of smell. And that's the only way back to Gan Eden. Writes the Heilige Din of a Rebbe, the Bnei Sassar. The only way you can go back in is the sense of smell. The Phineas died. Somebody has suggested in the past, maybe that's why the man puts the tabas dafka in the second finger. Why? Because the man is saying, we're going back to Gan Eden. And what's the nusach of the Shever Brachos? Asher Yotzer Sodom Etzama Metzalim Nus Tanisa Eskulam Aminyan Adayan and Yotzer Adam. We're going back. What? Kisavicha Yitzircha Began Eden Mekedeh. From the Nusach of the Sherechus, what do we see? We're going back to Gan Eden again. How could you go back into Gan Eden? Chava got Adam and the world kicked out of Gan Eden. There's only one way for Adam to reconnect and reunite with Chava to go back into Gan Eden. I'll be the Bnei Yisrael, the Din of a Rebbe. The only way is there a Chush Areach, the sense of smell. Let's go and remain in Machai, Parsha Sah, Peres, Ches, Posach of Gimel. Zok the Bein of Chai Vashem. And the Bali Yatzeva and the philosophers of the world, God gave us five fingers to serve instinctively and automatically the five senses. The thumb corresponds to Chush HaTam, the Etzba to Chush HaReach, the Ava to Chush HaMishas, the longest finger could scratch an inch wherever it is on the body. The fourth one to serve the Chush HaAyin, and the fifth one, in Old English, this was called the ear finger. It was called the ear finger because it was used to clean out the wax from the ears. That's the pinky. Five fingers connected the five senses. Alpi Rabbeinu Machai. Which finger corresponds to smell? This one. What's a tamas? Reconnecting. Connection. Afi and Estaiti. The chosen can only put the tamas on the finger that corresponds to chosherech. That's the only way to reconnect and go back to the Ganesha. They can only connect derech. The chosherech. Mainly puts the ring. Dafka on the etzba connected the chosherech. And now, in addition, horror that came to me tonight. Chayra, very gishmak. What do you know from the Gemara of Sota Dabesim and Aleph? Kosher is Zavgim Kakriyas Yamsif. Now we know there are hundreds of explanations. Whatever explanation, Bola Mises, Ibugim is like Kriyas Yamsif. And what was the Chiddush of Kriyas Yamsif? Azek Kelim Aveil, they pointed. What do you point with the Yetzba? Azek Kaliva Veyo. Sefshulfinius 90, a man is Makanish the woman. He puts the ring on Lot. What we're doing right now, the Zivug is reaching its culmination. Azek Kaliva Veyo, I can point this, my God, and you're bringing God down, you're bringing the Shekhinah. So now the Shekhinah comes down, Ishanisha, you say Zekeli. Azekeli, how are we going to unite? And it brings together all the three Purusha we just said. The whole idea is Idea the Maisa Kadosh, you're bringing the Shekhinah down. And when you saw the Shekhinah, you pointed Davka with the second finger, Zekeli Vaveyo. And now that you're bringing down the Shem Hashem and the Shekhinah, so you're doing what? You're mamish uniting Ach Barak and the second finger, saying what? This is how you point Zekeli Vaveyo. That's exactly what we're doing now. Kosher Lezavka, Kukriyas Yamsa, the Zivug is metaphorically interrelated with Avi Kriyas Yamsa. By Kriyas Yamsa, Zekeli Vaveyo will point second finger. Kosher Lezavka, the Zivug comes to its culmination. Amela, what do? You put the ring Davka in the second finger. Now we have the Chibur. Oh, now Zekeli, now you can experience and taste the Shekhinah. Efshar, that's the order that came to me tonight. A koponim. We have the ring, and we have the ring on the second finger, and we have the ksuva, we have Shem Hashem, we have Shechina Shoyi Benaya. And now we get to the brachas. So very, very quickly, and we have a Berbei Gevra, not something we discussed in the past. Anytime we have a kosher bracha, we want to go ahead, and we talked about the tikkunim that have all the Berbei Gevra, but this is mamash the time to do it, because what are we doing? From the Nusach, as we saw, Yaltzer Sonim Etzamo, we're going back to Gan Eden. So now we mamash bring in Rosh Shlomo Kluger, Chochma Shlomo, Nor Chaim, some Reishayin Aleph. Why are we always using wine for a kosher bracha? Because we have them on the Yomer, and Rosh Shlomo Kluger says, really, we're machriya. That what was the fruit in Eitz and Ast Havara? Bracha staff mem amnal senet and afai and ramei rabidu rachinina. It was a gefen atein rachita. Hamedrash and bracious rabba tesayin ches. That it was an esrei. Really says from Achri that it was a gefen. So mevela, what do we do? We always masaking kiddush havdalah pirkas amos and kosher bracha simchas. Always on wine to be masaking. If there's any one time I'll be Rishulam Kluger that you bedavka want to use gefen. When's the one time? When you're getting married, you're going back to getting a mikedem. You put the ring on the second finger, you're going back into Gan Eden. You're highlighting Gan Eden. You're going back to the Yetzirah of Adam and Chava. Amela, and everything that's happening is an echo of the Yetzirah of Adam and Chava. If that's exactly what you're doing, you're going back to Gan Eden Mekedah. This is Medavka, the time that you have to start the Sherebrachas Brachas and heal. So I'm going to be a Gevra and Kosher Brucha. The only way we can go back in is if we're Masakeh, the hate that God has banished and kicked out in the first place. How do we start the Sherebrachas? Brachas? We're going to be a Gevra. Oh, Gevra, you're Masakeh and Kosher Brucha. Using it now in a mitzvah. Ah, Givaldik, now we're ready to go and get back in. Phineas Taiti, why is the minigolem that the Chosid Kala just take a sip? And usually by a kosher bracha, there are even some that say there's an Indian finishing no kosher bracha. I drink a vase, all you have to do is sip. And the minigolem is take a sip. Hey, mister! And now what? I'm going to have Gevra to be masakin, but don't worry, I'm not going to overdo it. I'm just going to take the bare minimal amount just to be yaitse. I'm not going to overdo it with the yayin. I'm not going to go after my tyrus. I'm not going to enjoy the yayin too much. I'll just have a little taste. According to Rosh Hashanah, the whole thing is the tikkun. I'm only going to have the minimal amount. I'm only going to drink whatever's necessary. Yafshu, that's going to go on. And now I put it aside. Masakein, Gevaldik. So now we understand it's Mamash Gan Eden. We're reenacting and re-experiencing. Chos and Kala is representing that union of Adam and Chava all over again. After Rebbe Gevin, how do we start? Shekobar Alachodo. And this is where we leave off in Met Hashem. And we will get to it now. Kobar Alachodo, the Chari that has no Shaykhis, and Rashi's going to tell us, Eina Chanami, it doesn't really have any Shaykhis here. What is it for? Eina Menaseder, Hakol Bar Lechoda, everything the Eibishter made, and you have one thing, you're sitting in a chuppah. Everything else has to do with the Chosin Kalos, and after Samach Reim Huvim, Chosin Akalo, Chosin Imakalo, and then also what do you have at the beginning, the first bracha, Hakol Bar Lechoda, everything Hashem did, he did for his covenant. What Shaykhis? So Rashi's going to tell us, Eina Chanami, Rashi says, "Ain't a menaseder. Ella lasifus aman esafim sham ligmo chesed zeich lachaste amokom that he did with Adam Rishon that he was the shushbin v'chulei." And then they what? This is not for chosin kala. This is the covet of the am. And esafim, it's for all the people. What exactly does that mean? And what's it all about? What's rei mahuvim? And what is chosin? What's chosin imkala? Chosin vikala?
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.